am not anti nightly rental. I am pro nightly rental in the right areas. And I have concerns for future use of those nightly rentals. I have future, you know, here's something I tell people privately. I've never really said this publicly, never had a forum or platform to do so. Born and raised here, don't ever plan on leaving here. Hopefully my kids will stay here. Hopefully grandkids will have, you know. And so I do get tired. And again, you're from here. I know that. You moved in. You went to high school here. And I understand all that. So I'm not, this is not towards you at all. So please don't take this. I do get tired of people that come in, utilize, rape the hillside, do whatever they're going to do, make their money, and leave. It frustrates me. Because do they really care? Now they get up there and they say a song and dance of, oh, I care. No, they don't. They just want to make a dollar and leave. And there's nothing wrong with that, but let's just say what it is. That's where I get frustrated. So again, my fears or concerns are probably similar to the neighborhoods as far as future use. 3 years, 5 years, 10 years down the road, does permitting this property all of a sudden open the doors? So now you got, well, it's right next to us is nightly rental, so let's go ahead and make all this nightly rental. And that, those are the issues that I have.
Scott, the commercial piece adjacent to this, what's the maximum potential development that could take place on that? What is it, 6 acres?
You talking about to the,
that's currently to the currently storage.
Again, the wastewater is going to limit it to whatever kind of development. Depends on what the development is. But as far as, you know, that one can do nightly rental. C2 is a nightly rental approved.
So it's already approved for that?
Correct. C2 is a nightly
rental. Could you do manufacturing there in C2?
Yeah, I mean, I could just have to go to the list, which I can.
Can you put a hotel on C2?
Yes.
Could you put timeshare in C2? I mean,
the wastewater is going to limit all those, but
sure.
With the right wastewater, yes, you can.
Sure.
That's approved, permitted by right use in a C2.
And the question was, I think I heard you raise, Mr. Williams, was, is it in the right area? You know,
that wasn't a question I raised. That was just a statement. And again, there's other developments that you've been a part of that I'm a fan of. I'll just say it, I'm tired of seeing individual little pieces throughout the county being made nightly rentals. And in some areas it's okay, in other areas it's not. And that's what I'm tired of seeing. And I think the citizens of the Taney County are tired of seeing it. Now, the investors of Taney County probably aren't tired of seeing it. But,
well, but
I don't represent the investors as much as I represent the citizens.
Well, you represent the economic interests of the county and the best interest of our county.
I
and I think...
And I think we have plenty of places to stay. I don't think we're at a shortage of having places to stay. Also, remember, we operate solely off sales tax. So, because I've heard these arguments already.
I'm not talking about real estate tax. I'm talking about the people that will come here and spend money and help the county grow economically. And
but we have to, there's a perfect balance, and we got to find that perfect balance. Because a community that continues to grow is great as long as it grows not forced and at the rate and the type and style of what we would like to see. When I say we, a collective we. Again,
so, and I agree with you entirely. Again,
just not on this piece of property.
No. I'm talking about the proper location for a vacation rental rezoning. And I saw a public notice pop up on Whitetail Drive. I live in Whitetail Crossing here in Walnut Shade. And I drove home one day, and there's a you know public notice sign in the front yard
not
of property.
Not an appropriate place for not
somebody to in just like it wouldn't be in Table Rock Heights, and I'd never be asking for that. But adjacent to commercial zoning, existing commercial zoning, adjacent to state highway on one side and highway right of way on the other, it seemed appropriate to me. And that's rare. That I think it's an appropriate location. That's why this is the first time you've ever heard me ask. So,
Again, this is not an easy one, just so you guys know. I mean, I'm not... For me, I don't know about you two.
I go here.
That's what I mean. This is not easy. Again, if it was in the middle of Table Rock Heights, no. That's not appropriate. You do have a barrier of a highway. You do have...
And one statement sounds back in my head. If you lived there... At your home.
Who, me personally?
Uh-huh. If you live there.
That's not a fair...
No, I mean, but that's sounding to me.
Right.
Is if you live there, and even though it's across the road, would you want to open it up?
The problem with that is, and I don't disagree with it, the problem with that is and I struggle with it too, I'm just talking.
I'm telling you, I go here and I go here.
Yeah, the problem with that is especially Andy County, we don't like change. So, of course, we're not going to like it, but it may be great. We may never have a single issue with it.
I heard that for years, and sometimes change is good.
Sometimes change is good. Well, or it's okay. Cole, I don't mean to make you stand up there. Is there anybody else that wants to talk? Because I really am torn. I'm just going to be honest with you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Anyone else want to come up?
Scott, the owners of Bear Mountain there in Springfield, what would be the max they could put condos, they could put, if they got, right now it's zoned ag, just like this property, right?
Correct.
A1? Okay. So then they could come back, the same thing through P&Z, and come to the board to be rezoned because these others are not in rental. What would be the max that they could pay?
I mean, it'd take me hours to go through, and I'd have to look at impervious surface, available to wastewater, okay. Access off the highway. I mean, this isn't the application, so that's not something I looked at.
Okay.
I mean, it'd take quite some time to just sit down. Okay. And really, I'd just have general. I'd have to look at a development plan, which I haven't received.
Honestly, it would take more...
A
plan would have to be brought to them.
But correct. They'd also have to get an entrance from the state, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, depending on what density they want to put in, would be what type of entrance they could get from MoDOT. Can they even get that entrance? Huge amount of work to be done before I could even give you those figures.
Thank you.
I'm assuming we didn't go for a conditional use permit just because this way it solidifies and it's done. And it protects the property value for the future.
Yes. And I want to be a trailblazer. The first reason.
I'm sure you're wishing Gail would have gone first right. Now.
I'm having second thoughts.
To the question of would I want it in my neighborhood or would I want it there if I lived in Table Rock Heights, the answer is no, but I'm not saying that I'm right in my comment or my statement. Just to answer your question, it'd be better to remark on your remark.
And that's something I think at one point, too.
In all seriousness, do I think it's going to affect the neighborhood? I don't. I really don't think it's going to affect your neighborhood. You may not believe that. The shortest route thing does bother me a little bit. So I don't know if there's a solution for that or not. I know that, 911 that kept on sending people down a road that was not a real road? And finally our 911 administrator got that taken care of. But like Google wouldn't change it until we... There was some issue with it, so.
And just like this, you Google map it, and they're going to give them the shortcut. Yeah. I don't know how you stop that.
Nikki, can you find out from Tammy if she can stop that?
The default setting in GPS, I just tested it, you can check it yourself, does not copy point map. That would be a customization in your settings if you didn't want to have the fastest route is the default, and you could change it if you wanted to.
The shortest route.
And I haven't tested it.
And a lot of my older friends, they always go with the shortest route because they think it's going to use less gas.
And pulling them hills is going to use more gas.
Fair enough.
I drive through every once in a while.
Well, I don't notice you because you don't drive very fast.
No, I'm usually just kind of keeping an eye on everything. I got to watch a few of you.
I'm on Google Maps now, and I can't even find how to switch the route.
I think our biggest concern as a neighborhood is the future. If we allow one in, the next guy's got it easy because he's already set the precedent. And we end up something like this over on Dale 165, and people that have heard that own property down below that are just, they get people walking down to the lake through their yards and trespassing, and it's just a nightmare. We got Branson, you know, when we move out here, and a lot of us, most of us probably are transplants. We moved out here to settle down in such a peaceful, beautiful place. We've spent our younger years, running and working and raising kids and families. And then we're seeing nightly rentals cater to the, and it's money coming in, everybody's got to make a living. I don't blame them for that. But a little bit of peace and quiet, mostly in the Hollister area, that's why we purchased in the Hollister area, and we can go visit the Branson area where it's congested and sit on 76 for that's what we're afraid of. We're afraid of this is going to bring more traffic, more people, more noise into a community that's been there since the 50s.
And I'm sensitive to that. People that, it's not anybody's fault. There are a lot of people that come for nightly rentals. They think it's a resort area, and so they do. They walk up and down the roads. It's like, hey, this is a county road or a state highway or... I'm Scott and I've had these conversations before. I'm concerned about guests coming and getting hurt because literally I have seen families hold hands spanning the entire road. You pop a hill or with our terrain and our roads because of the terrain.
Or they pull up their bicycles and wanna.
Oh yeah, they want to walk and it's like, hey guys, this is not safe. And then you say something to them, they give you dirty looks and. They have. I've experienced that as well, and I'm not going to say on the record what I've told people before. So,
I do understand the point that once it is made from this zoning to where it opens up the nightly rental, I do understand when the next one, where the one to the side is already commercial, that's all they could. They see how much money that this one is making because they make a, and that's probably why you set it for nightly rental instead of selling it to an individual on it. They more apt say, oh, we could make more money if we put in that. But it's already zoned for that. So they could do that. But the other point, I've seen with planning zoning, once you say it's a nightly rental, then it's asked if you want to make the other area nightly rental. And they go before and Scott would show them, this is already a nightly rental here. You could go that. And that influences your board in that area. They already see how many nightly rentals are made to it. And they, now, if you say this is a residential neighborhood, there's no nightly rentals in here, then that would influence also, like at Whitetail Crossing.
But obviously our system works because you can build a hotel here, and we're having a long conversation about a single family home nightly rental here. So our system's working. So if something came through here, you guys would review it as hard as you are this one, but you can build a hotel, again, with wastewater, but you don't have to come through this approval process for that here. So,
but he was, essentially, that was grandfathered in.
Just it had to do, that's part of our old planning.
That's part of the old planning.
It's old Division 3. Which is what we have to live with. We have a lot of somewhat non-conforming
uses within.
Yes. Yeah. But with that zoning,
right.
They could build a hotel there.
Exactly.